This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. India is in close and constant touch with its nationals in Bangladesh through its diplomatic missions amid unrest in the neighbouring country. In a Suomoto statement in both houses of the parliament over the situation in Bangladesh today, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said, New Delhi is monitoring the situation with regard to the status of minorities. Dr. Jaishankar informed the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha that presently around 19,000 Indian nationals are in Bangladesh, including 9,000 students. He said the bulk of students have already returned to India last month on the advice of the High Commission in Dhaka. He said Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina had apparently decided to resign from her post after meeting with leaders of security establishments. He informed that she had requested approval to come to India for the moment and arrived in Delhi last evening. In the last 24 hours, New Delhi has also been in regular touch with the authorities in Dhaka. The External Affairs Minister added that the situation in Bangladesh is still evolving. In Bangladesh, in a major reshuffle in the top level of army, Major General Ziaul Ahsan has been relieved from his post, while Lieutenant General M. Saiful Islam was transferred to the Foreign Ministry. In another development, following a unanimous decision made during a meeting between Bangladesh President Mohammad Shahabuddin and the chiefs of the three services, Bangladesh Nationalist Party chairperson Begum Khaleda Zia has been released from the house arrest, along with representatives from various political parties and civil society. President Draupadi Murmu departs for Nadi in Fiji after completing official engagements in the capital, Suva. After holding bilateral meetings during the day, President Murmu attended a reception hosted by the Fijian president. Earlier, the president held bilateral talks with her counterpart, President Ratu Viliame Maivalili Katunevera, in capital Suva. In a social media post, President Murmu said that during the meet, the two leaders discussed ways to further deepen the India-Fiji relationship. The Indian High Commission in London has issued an advisory urging citizens to stay vigilant and exercise caution while travelling to the UK in view of recent disturbances in the country. The advisory urged visitors from India to follow local news and advisories issued by local security agencies and to avoid areas where protests are underway. The High Commission of India in London is closely monitoring the situation. Union Minister of Labour and Employment Dr. Mansukh Mandviya today redirected the implementation of the Employment Linked Incentive ELI scheme in a mission mode and stressed on robust mechanism to ensure that the benefits of the scheme reach the true beneficiaries. The Union Minister said that the government is committed to creating a sustainable and inclusive employment ecosystem. He said that the ELI scheme is designed to facilitate job creation and provide incentives to employers and employees. Dr. Mandviya chaired a meeting on the ELI scheme in which Union Minister of State for Labour and Employment, Shobha Karandlaje, and senior officials of the ministry and EPFO officials were also present. In Uttarakhand, the rescue operation is almost completed in Kedar Ghati of Rudraprayag district. Helicopter journey to Kedarnath Dham will resume from tomorrow. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami today conducted an aerial inspection of the disaster-affected areas of Rudraprayag district. He said that the government is working fast to operate the Sri Kedarnath Yatra route. Devotees reaching Kedarnath Darshan through helicopter services will be given a discount of 25% in the fare, the cost of which will be borne by the state government. Vinesh Fogart defeated Yusnelais Guzman Lopez of Cuba 5-0 to enter Olympics 2024 Women's Wrestling 50-kilo final. With that, Vinesh became the first Indian woman to enter wrestling final at the Olympics. Vinesh Fogart earlier stunned world number one and defeating champion Yui Susaki of Japan in the round of 16 before edging out Ukraine Oksana Livach in the quarterfinals. At the Paris Olympics, Indian hockey team has stormed into the semi-finals, defeating Great Britain by 4-2. And with that, we end this news bulletin.